I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. I've been delivered. I've been delivered by His grace. Oh, the bonds of sin are broken. I've been delivered. Praise. I've been delivered. I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. I've been delivered. In that shadow, I will abide. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rock, I will hide. In that rock, I will hide. In that shadow, I will abide. By might, not by power, but by my spirit in the, not by might, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit in the, on this mountain, this mountain cannot be moved. Jesus, my friend, oh, I delight.
Let's keep on singing. I really love it.
Oh, oh, I delight in His command. Love to be led by His dear hand. Oh, His divine is sweet to me.
Sweet to me.
Followed by blood.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord, we remember Calvary.
Hallelujah.
What you did there for us.
Thank you, Savior.
That has made us what we are
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
Calvary. You willingly, went there.
Hallelujah.
For our sake. We were lost. We were blind. We were lost in sin. And you went to Calvary, Lord, to pay a price so that we will receive the same life.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord we have an empty tomb.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
There is an empty tomb.
Yes, sir.
To prove that He is alive.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And today also you and I, we have the same empty tombs to prove that there is life in us.
Amen.
Because some time ago, we walk in the ways of sinners.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But today when you go and look at the ways of sinners, you cannot find any of us there. That's our empty tomb. Praise the Lord. If you look at the seat of scoffers. Go to the stadium. One time I had a seat there. But now that seat is empty.
Amen.
Praise God. It shows that life has taken someone yes, out sir. Of that place.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
How many love Him?
Hallelujah.
Oh, we remember Calvary.
Amen.
Calvary has brought us what we are today.
Yes. Amen.
And Lord, we thank you. We appreciate thank you. Father. Let's bow down our heads. Dear Heavenly Father,
Amen.
What a friend we have in you. The Lord Jesus, there is no one like unto
Amen.
You. Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for yet another grace that you have given to us.
Amen.
To come right in your presence, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we've come believing. The Lord Jesus, we never live here the same.
Amen.
We believe that, oh God, the purpose for which, Lord, you made this day. And then, Lord, you said you meet with your worshippers, Lord.
Amen.
We believe that, Father, we will receive them abundantly and exceedingly
Amen.
Than what we expect. Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. And even tonight, as we know you are already in our midst, Lord, because your word always promises that where two or three are gathered together in your name,
Amen.
There you are in their midst. And you are there always to quicken your word, to make it alive unto your children. Father, that's what, Lord Jesus, we are with our expectation tonight. The Lord, you bless your word, O God, even as we want, Lord Jesus. Oh, come praying, Lord Jesus, right deep from our heart, Lord. Our
Amen.
Utterances,
Amen.
Lord, we want it to be by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. That we speak, Lord, those things that, Father, you want us to say, Lord. committed the reading of your word into your hands. The Lord Jesus, bless your word, God. You are the author of it. And make it a living bread to us tonight.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We remember Calvary. We remember what you did for us. We thank you in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We pray.
Amen.
With all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. As we are still standing, let's quickly turn to the reading of the word.
Yes.
And then after reading of the word, there is a dedication here that we would like to give unto the Lord. Amen. Let's turn to Isaiah 21, reading from 6 to 10. Let's hear the word of God. For thus has the Lord said unto me, go, set a watchman, let him declare what he seeth. And he saw a chariot with a couple of horsemen, and a chariot of asses, and a chariot of camels. And he hearkened diligently with much heat. And he cried, a lion, my Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in daytime, and I'm set in my ward whole night, day and night.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And behold, here cometh a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen. And all the graven images of her gods he had broken onto the ground. Oh, my threshing and the corn of my floor, that which I have heard of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have I declared unto you. The burden of doom, he called to me out of Seir, watchman, what of the night? Watchman,
yeah.
What of the night?
Yes, sir.
The watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night.
Yes, sir.
If ye will inquire, inquire ye. Return, come. Return, come. Let's bow the hands. Dear Heavenly Father, we've read your word of God. We know your word is always life. And Father, tonight, even hear your word that has been inscribed, O God, has been presented upon your altar this evening, O God. The Lord Jesus, we ask your hands, O God, to bless this word, this very word of yours, O God, even to the owner, whom the Lord Jesus you have caused, O God, to turn away everything. He could have used that money to buy bread that perisheth. But here he is who used that money to buy bread the Lord, oh, will keep unto everlasting life. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ with all the saints here tonight, Lord. The Lord Jesus, we dedicate this book, Lord, into your hands, this holy book, into the hands of the one that, Lord, has purchased it. The Lord, it will be the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That has been purchased.
Amen.
Lord, let it be a blessing unto him. That Lord Jesus who handled this word of God. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, that every word that he cometh out of this as is read, O Lord Jesus, Father, you quicken it unto the life of him that has spent his money, O Lord, to buy it to God. Father, bless it. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Who's? Brother. Hallelujah. So all the hymn has been changed to her. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How many love him? Amen. Tonight we have a topic. Give the topic to me. Let's be seated. Oh, it's always good to be back home.
Amen. Welcome, brother.
Amen. I'm really very happy. I was really, though I had a very good sunshine over there. Always sunshine. Praise the Lord. You just wear your shirt and you're out there. Amen. But here in Dublin, the whole year round, you have to wear a jacket. Amen. But all the same, brethren, let us be watchful. One thing I found out when I went there is that I could see the town where we live. I went around. You could see many houses. They are for sale. Owners already gone. Where are they going? People are just leaving Italy. Praise God. People are just leaving. And many people that I knew, some of the brethren that already, there were two families that actually were very close. They were all gone to UK. One of them, I blessed their marriage. Everybody is leaving. The whole place looks so quiet. Though when you come to the city proper, Rome, oh, it's always bubbling. You see the deception? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There are tourists all the time, all the year round. So you look as if everything is what? Fine. Just go outside Rome. You see the quietness. People leaving. Praise the Lord. Brethren, let us be watchful. So tonight, watchmen, what of the night? Watchmen, what of the night? From the scripture that we just read, it said, "Thus hath the Lord said unto me, go set a watchman, let him declare what he seeth." And then he saw something. He saw a chariot with a couple of horsemen. A chariot of asses, chariot of camels. And then he said he hearkened diligently with much heed. What he saw, he took real great what? Attention to it. Amen. Brethren, are you... Take everything that is coming in the spiritual realm, because the natural types were the spiritual.
Amen.
Diligently he took what heed to what he saw. Because he has been posted there to see whatever he sees, he must what report. So whatever he sees, he got to report. And what he saw could be what? Something natural. When you see horsemen. But he took what? He took heed diligently on this issue and reported.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And when he reported, look at the way how he said to the Lord. He said, "My Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in daytime, and I'm set in my ward all night." That is, day and night, he's watching. That's a good watchman.
Amen.
Day and night, he's watching.
Amen.
Lord, that is what I've been doing. God has set him there to be a watchman.
Amen.
And he was doing his work. To what? To the letter. He was always on duty, both day and night.
Yes.
And he reported to whatever he sees, he reported back. Amen. And praise the Lord. And when he had reported what he said, he received an answer.
Amen.
Brethren, whatever we tell the Lord, he will give us an answer.
Yes. Amen.
Whatever we ask, we will receive an answer.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I've heard a lot of testimonies.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He's a God that answers back. If you diligently seek him,
yes,
he will answer back to you.
Amen.
That's him.
Amen.
He knows how you are diligently seeking him. Here is this man, placed as a watchman, and he was diligent to his work. Reported whatever he saw back to the Lord, and the Lord answered back to give him the meaning of it.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
What he saw, he gave him the meaning. If he had not reported, would he have received that answer? He reported, "Behold, here cometh the chariot of men and a couple of horsemen." And the Lord answered back. Praise the Lord. He said, Babylon is falling. Is falling, and all the graven images of her gods he had broken onto the ground. Oh, yes, sir. Praise the Lord. As someone that seeketh diligently the Lord, he received what? The answer back. And so now he had to what? Give what? The report to the people.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Oh, my threshing and the corn of my floor, that which I have heard of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have I declared unto you.
Amen.
Amen. Have I declared unto you? You have been asking all the time, watchman, what of the night? What of the night? The watchman said, the morning cometh and also the night.
Amen.
And if you will inquire, inquire ye and return and come. Praise the Lord. Now, the Lord said unto him, go set a watchman tonight. This very word stands for you, enemy. The natural strikes or the spiritual.
Yes.
Tonight, the Lord is telling you and me,
yes,
go set a watchman.
Amen.
Amen. That's an order. And this order stands for you and me, spiritual order. Tonight, God is what? He's telling you and me, we should go and set a watchman. Watchman over what?
Amen.
Here he was saying a watchman over some people, over a city. But when he says, when we take it upon ourselves, where are we going to set that watchman? To look after what? What city are we going to set that watchman? What city is it? God richly bless you, my brother. Amen.
Amen.
That city here.
Amen.
The temple of God. The soul. Amen.
Amen.
God set a watchman over that place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God set a watchman over that place. Now let's look at the natural, the prophet said here in the message book, Former and Latter Rain, preached in Phoenix, 1960. Paragraph 15, he said, and then we see in the scriptures that when a city was built, and we know a city has been built within us, a city that was made without hands. Praise the Lord. Your soul.
Amen.
City has been built. That city is built without hands.
Amen.
And now let's look at what the natural said. And when a city was built, the first thing was built was what? Was built was the protection of that city, which was what? The wall. And then, to be sure that the city was safeguarded,
yes,
they had a tower built way up on the wall, and a watchman was in that tower day and night.
Amen.
24 hours around, and he watched east, west, north, south. Because he is higher than the rest of the people. He can see afar off.
Amen.
His duty is to warn the people when he could see
Amen.
The oncoming judgment.
Yes, sir.
Armies approaching.
Yes.
Spies
yes.
slipping up.
Mm.
Anything coming on. No matter what it was. He reported it back to the city.
Amen.
He was a what? A good watchman. Amen. Yes, sir. Go set a watchman. That he will what? Watch over the city. And he said, a lion, my lord, I have been standing continually upon the watchtower. Brother, let's watch this closely.
Amen.
Said, a lion, I stand continually upon the watchtower. Amen. Watching day and night, even when God called Joshua to be a watchman
Amen.
Over his children, that was what he told him. He said, this book of the law must not depart from what? Your mouth. But you must what? Meditate upon it day and night. By this way, then you will prosper through your ways. And you will have what? Successes. Day and night. Then something happened. Something changed. This watchman always will bring the report. This watchman always bring what? The warning. Then something happened, something changed. And in that message book, Watchman, What of the Night, preached in Lakeport, 1960, or the same 1960, paragraph 11. Something changed. Let's watch it. And he said, and now it should have been an awful day. Must have been an awful day, perhaps a hot one. He said, and everything had been so confused in the city. This watchman has been doing his work. But something happened. Everything had been so confused and looked like anything was going what? Was not going right. And the city all was frustrated. Why? Why? Because from the tower had come warning after warning. There is an enemy approaching. But the city was so completely given over to sin till they would not hear the voice of the watchman in the tower. Now things have changed. Now the warnings that have been coming, the people now, we are tired of all your warnings. We are tired of your warnings. The prophet is saying that things have changed. Everything has become what? And the question is it not the same like the day that we are living in?
Amen.
That everything has become what? Has become confused. Politics, education, and even Christian life. Has become what? Confused. That's the what the situation we are living in. And so that awful day, where there has been all this frustration everywhere, is the very day that we are living in.
Amen.
Christian life is now the confused something. We have all these kind of different types of what beliefs. Mm-hmm. Is that everything has been so confused. The people of the city no longer want to hear from what? From the watchman. Brethren, we always talk and we look outside, but brethren, let's look it here.
Amen.
Amongst ourselves. Because the warning has been coming every day.
Amen.
We've been hearing it every day.
Amen.
The message is a watchman. The word of God is a watchman because God himself is a watchman.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
The greatest of all watchmen. Amen. Because the word tells us so, that he's a God that sleepeth not and neither slumber. Praise God. He keepeth us always under his care, as we read in Psalm 121. He said, the Lord is our keeper. He is what? A shade upon our right hand, so that the sun will not smite us by day, nor the moon by night.
Amen.
He's a God that preserves our soul.
Thank you.
Preserves our going outs and our Amen. Coming ins. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's him. That's the God. Said the Lord shall what? Preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. A great watchman. And he has made us the same word in his same image as watchmen also. Because when he created creation, first thing he did, when he had created man, when you read Genesis 2, I think 7 and 8, he said when he had what? Formed man out of the soil and has breathed the breath of life unto him.
Amen.
And he became what? A living soul.
Amen.
He did what? He made a garden.
Yes,
give me that scripture. I think Genesis 2, 7 and 8.
Mm.
Give 7, yeah. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril
yes.
the breath of life.
Yes.
And the man became what? A living soul.
Amen.
And what did God do? And the Lord planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put man whom he had formed. To Amen. Be what? The watchman.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
So right from the beginning, the image that was in him as a watchman, he put it into man. He gave man something. Said, this is where you got to be.
Amen.
A watchman over. Amen. And we know all what happened in the Garden of Eden. And so he said it was an awful day. Now the people are not ready to hear the Lord. Though he has said, I have seen the dust. The prophet said, I have seen the dust from their chariot wheels. And in the sunlight I can see their polished armor. And their glittering sword. But they will not believe that. Because they were wholly committed unto sin. Sin has overshadowed them. So now, the world has taken over their life. So now the warnings that are coming, they don't want to hear it anymore.
Amen.
Let's listen. He said, but they will not believe that because they were wholly committed to sin. So the city was so completely given over to sin till they would not hear the voice of the watchman from the tower. Praise the Lord. Brethren, every day we come here, we come and hear from the watchman. He gives us all kinds of what? Warnings. He gives us all kinds of what? Instructions.
Amen.
rebukes. My brother, when you begin to what? Your life begins to shun over rebukes, instructions, and corrections. Then, my brother, something is getting wrong.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. When the word comes in the form of rebuke, correction, and instructions, and then something in you begin to what? Kick those things back. My brother, things are what? Getting out of the way. Because you got to say amen to every word. Because the scripture says every scripture has already been inspired. And it's profitable for correction, for instruction, for rebuke. Praise God. It's already inspired by God. For those purposes, they are good. Rebuke, instructions, corrections. Amen. And so when there is something that is trying to kick those things back, brethren, you are getting closer to these people that are in this city. Amen. I said, and when a place gets committed to sin like that, they don't want to hear anything that has any warning or discomfort in them.
Amen.
See? When you get to a place of what? Sin. Then what happens? You don't want to hear anything that has any kind of what? Warning, rebuke, instructions, corrections. It gives you what? A kind of discomfort. That means, brethren, sin had gotten inside your life. Amen. Take notice of this. When the word of God comes in that way of rebuke, instructions, corrections, which God says it has what? It has been inspired by Him and is profitable to you. And yet, you hear it whenever you hear it, there is what? That discomfort in you, that anger in you. Oh, the preacher is preaching against me. Sin has entered into that life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sin has gotten in there. He said, when a place gets committed to sin like that, then that is where the discomfort comes. Oh, praise the Lord. You don't want to hear anything that is what? A kind of rebuke. You don't want to hear it. But that is what?
Amen.
The two-edged sword.
Yes, sir.
The word, the two-edged sword.
Yes, sir.
Doing what? Pruning.
Yes.
It's pruning.
Amen.
There are some branches that needs to be pruned.
Yes,
so that the main branches, they will be what? Will be able to bear fruits.
Amen.
Why? The farmer goes to the farm and begins to slash out all those unnecessary what? Small branches out.
Amen.
Pruning them. That is the word of God, the two-edged sword.
Amen.
That's pruning you and me.
Yes, sir.
Cutting all those unnecessary branches.
Amen.
But when there is that thing begins to anger, oh, brother, the prophet says sin has entered into the body.
Amen.
Amen. And the prophet said, now, as much as I hate to say it, this is a day, something like that. Like that day. No matter what you tell the people, they're still going to do what they want to do.
Hallelujah.
They are headlong. And they are going to get plunged right into what? He said, regardless of how much you warn the coming of the enemy, or the approaching of the Lord, they will just do the same thing. Their mind is already what? Made up.
Amen.
Brethren, let's listen closely to this place. said they don't want to hear anything that is warning. They don't want to hear anything that discomforts them. Regardless of how much you warn of the coming of the enemy or the approaching of the Lord, they will go just the same as they did. They don't want to hear warning. You know, the prophet told about a story about a man who went to look for, he really loved money.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so he went.
Amen.
To dig for what?
Gold.
Amen. Amen. And he hit a real jackpot. He hit a real jackpot. And got this gold. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
You know, he was not the only one over there. There are many people also looking for gold. And definitely when you hit that jackpot and got that gold, eyes were looking at you. Amen.
Amen.
They'll be watching. Because all day, all week, all month, they have been trying. They cannot even get one piece. And then they see you have gotten what? Such a bunch. So all eyes were on him.
Amen.
And this man had a faithful dog. Oh my.
My.
Oh, hallelujah.
A watchdog.
A watchdog.
Amen. Amen.
Had a faithful dog.
Hallelujah.
So with his bounty, as they were going back,
yes, sir.
He got to a place that he needed to rest.
Yes.
Had to pass the night there. So whilst he was sleeping, those eyes which saw them were telling him.
Amen.
So whilst he was asleep, the dog, that faithful dog, saw people in lurking in the darkness.
Yes.
So he started barking. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Warning.
Warning.
Amen.
Warning upon warning.
Amen.
Oh, this man woke up from his sleep. Said, ah, this dog came out and said, shut up. Went
preach
back and sleep again.
Preach it,
brother. Still, the warning came. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hey.
It came back. Hey, I said, shut up.
Hey.
Went back to sleep again. Oh, the dog, faithful dog.
My.
Amen. Continued barking. Now he took his shotgun, came down, pow. Kept silence. Killed that voice.
Yes.
That was giving him warning. He yes. Killed that voice.
Amen. Amen.
Never want to hear it anymore. Amen. Went to sleep. And what happened?
Amen.
It gave what now?
Right.
The door opened for what? The people now to come in.
Amen.
And they slew him in his sleep. Because he had killed what? The voice.
Hallelujah.
That had been giving him the warning.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. Brethren,
that's the same thing. You see, the word of God, this message, the word, Jesus himself is what? The greatest of all watchmen. The word is what? Is our watch.
Yes, sir.
The message is our watch.
Yes.
And so when it comes rebuking, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey. Hey.
And then you kill it with what? With your anger.
My goodness.
You silence what? That word warning.
Amen.
With your anger. Because
Amen.
It gives you discomfort.
Amen. Yes.
So you kill that voice.
Oh.
My brother, you are dead.
Amen.
You are dead.
Amen.
You are dead. You are dead. There is no more life.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God. You are no. You are dead. You are no. There is no life in you.
Amen.
So the prophet said, "What did he do? He killed the voice that was warning him." Let not that be our stand. Let that not be our stand, you and I. Oh, that voice of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That warns the church day after day.
Yes.
As we see the approaching of the Lord. Let us not what? Steal that voice. By ignoring it and turning it away.
Amen.
But let us take heed to the warning that it gives us. God has a watchman. Amen.
Amen.
And my brother, prophet asked this question in that message book, Watchman, Word of the Night, preaching Jeffersonville, 1958.
Amen.
He said, paragraph 15, he said, I wonder if it isn't time today, if it isn't time tonight, that we didn't call unto that great watchman. What of the night? Have we failed to always ask that watchman? Watchman, what of the night? Brethren, that is what we need to do.
Amen.
That day and night, we have the greatest watchman that we should always ask from him. Watchman, what of the night? And at the same time, you as a watchman, oh yes sir, over your house, over your children, over your work, over every footstep that you take, you what? You receive an answer.
Amen.
And report back.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brethren, have we failed to be asking from the watchman? We just read from our text that this good watchman, what he saw, he asked the Lord, I've seen horsemen, I've seen chariots, I've seen a head of what? Asses. I don't know, what is it? Then the greatest watchman said, Babylon has fallen.
Yes.
It's falling. He received an answer.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So that he can report back to the city the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, that's the way how you and I stand.
Amen.
We have what? A place to watch. We have made a watchman. We need to ask the greatest watchman. Watchman, what of the night?
Amen.
Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what about my life?
Amen.
Watchman, what about my home? Watchman, what about my thoughts, my motives?
Amen.
Watchman, he will answer back.
Amen.
He will answer back. And when you have received the answer, you put it to work.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, we have our children coming up. They are growing fast. Praise the Lord. We need to always ask the greatest watchman. Watchman, my home, my children, he will give you what? An answer. He will give you the leadership to bring up what? The children. Amen. How to keep your home. Praise the Lord. So it is time, the prophet is asking, is it not the time, today, tonight, for us to ask the greatest watchman, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what do you want? What do you want to hear from him tonight? Praise the Lord. What do you want to hear from him tonight? He has what? Made us watchmen. We know of what? One watchman that he called. Samson. He called Samson to be a watchman.
Amen.
Over what? Over the children of Israel.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he was doing his work. But one day, he has what? the warning. He never always acts of the greatest. So let us read something from here. He said, tonight we shall talk. He said, we shall talk about that such watchman, Samson. It's a very good example for many of us, you and me. God raised Samson for a purpose. Now I'm reading for the prophet. God raised Samson for a purpose. God raised every man for a purpose.
Amen.
Why? God could have raised you in the days of what? Luther. In the days of what? Wesley. But he chose to raise you up in this our age. So there is a purpose. This very age, he raised you up. There is a purpose for it. And that purpose, we go to ask the greatest watchman, Lord, why you never put me in the days of Luther, but you put me here in this day. Watchman, I want to know.
Hallelujah.
The purpose why I am in this age. The purpose why, Lord, there are millions over there, but you choose to call me to believe this message. There is a purpose for it. He was raised as a watchman over Israel to subdue, to conquer, to overcome,
Amen.
And to demonstrate the power of God. But what happened? Samson never stayed put with what? The greatest watchman. And he allowed what? Something to what? To slip in.
Amen.
Brethren, that is what we are tonight to ask the Lord. Lord. He said, is it not the time for us to ask what of the night? Watchman, what is my life? What do you want me to do? Watchman, I need your leadership. I want to know where the way that I'm going, is it according to your ways? Watchman, I need your very presence in my life. Watchman, what of the night? Now, let's hear something here. He said, but I would imagine that the watchman got what a little group that will believe him. Are we that little group?
Amen.
He said he got a little group that will believe him and got out there. I'm glad tonight that we have got still some real watchmen that's getting a group ready to get out of here of this one of these days, because trouble is coming. Making ready, for there is trouble approaching.
Yes.
The royal watchman,
Amen.
Who is watching over the heritage of God, is warning,
yes.
Make ready for the flight.
Bye.
For it is time,
Amen.
When none will escape.
Bye.
The time has come that none will escape. So he had that little group. We believe that we are the called little group.
Amen.
That will always what? Hear his word. So brethren, tonight, the prophet is asking, is it not the time? Is it not the time for us to ask the watchman?
Amen.
Watchman, what of the night?
Amen.
Watchman, what is my life?
Amen.
Do you have something to, you got to ask something from
yes.
the Lord tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Look at everything that goes round in your life. You need a question tonight.
Yes.
Even one question, you go to ask the Lord tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Look and wait tonight diligently and ask the Lord even one question. Watchman, what of the night? I want to know something. Why these things are not going this way? Why I am going this way? I don't understand it. Watchman, tonight, I want an answer. Praise God. There are things I don't understand, Lord. Because you called me for a purpose. I'm holding on to your word. But something is not going right in my home. Something not going right in my house. Something not going right in my life. Watchman tonight. I want an answer.
Amen.
He will answer back. If it is asked diligently, deep from your heart, he's ready to answer you. Because that watchman said, Lord, a lion I stand toward continual. Let us read our text again.
Amen.
Isaiah 21, 6 to 10. It said, for thus hath the Lord said unto me, go set a watchman, and let him declare what he see. Yes. And he saw a chariot with a couple of horsemen, a chariot of asses, and a chariot of camels. And he hearkened. He hearkened diligently with much what heed. Sometimes we overlook some things.
Amen.
Sometimes we think that some things that are happening is what? Is natural. We don't deal with natural things.
Amen.
We deal with what? Spiritual
Amen.
Matters.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So don't allow it to go. This man saw what? He saw a couple of horsemen.
Amen.
A chariot of asses. And a chariot of camels. Is it not normal? They are passing over to what? Probably they are making their journey. And so he would just what? Overlook it all. These people are just passing. But not this watchman.
Amen.
Because he had been set there. We said, whatever you see, it, report. So my brother, my sister, don't look at something that is happening in your life.
Amen.
In your home as what? Well, it's something, it's not, I can't do anything. Yes, but someone can do
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
It's only because you have not what reported
Amen.
To the greatest watchman.
Amen.
Diligently. Amen.
Amen.
Diligently. When he saw it, said he hearkened diligently with much heed.
Amen.
Was so much what? Concerned
Amen.
About what he saw. Praise God.
Amen.
So before he could tell the city, he reported to what?
Yes.
The greatest watchman.
Thank you.
Before you take any decision on your own, on things that you don't understand, seek him first.
Amen.
So that you receive the answer.
Amen.
Amen. He reported and he received. Look at what the difference. Look at what he saw. And look at what God told him.
Amen. Amen.
Far away from what he saw.
Amen.
Amen. He gave him the meaning. He gave him the meaning. He said, my Lord, I stand continually. See, prayers must be continually.
Amen.
Amen. Upon the watchtower. Oh, yes. Upon your home altar. It must be what? Continually. Both daytime and nighttime. Let it be what? Prayer unto him.
Amen.
Any time that you have, my brother, at your working place, even whilst you are working,
prayer
is what?
Amen.
Flowing through your word, your thoughts, your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Even when you are driving.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Anywhere. Day and night. He said, Lord, that is what I've been doing. You set me as a watchman. And I'm doing diligently what I saw. I don't understand it. Looks as if they are just passing on their way to what? Another city or another town. But this is what I saw.
Amen.
And look at the answer. And behold, here cometh, he said, and behold, verse 9. He said, and behold, here cometh a chariot of men and a couple of horsemen. He reported back to the greatest watchman. And the greatest watchman answered and said, Babylon is fallen. It's fallen. And all the graven images of her God, he had broken onto what? Onto the ground. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Report back. And he'll give you an answer. Amen. That all these things is broken down.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He'll give you all the direction. So tonight, is it not a time for us to ask the great watchman, what of the night? What of the night? I don't understand it.
Amen.
I don't understand it. This thing that goes on in my life, I don't understand it. This thing that goes on in my home, in my family, I don't understand it, Lord. Tonight, watchman, out of the night.
Amen.
I want to know. Amen. He will answer back. Amen. Because he said he's not a God that we always pray to, but he's a God that answers back.
Amen.
Tonight, that one question that has been bothering you, can you diligently put to him tonight?
Amen.
Say, Lord, I want an answer. Why is it so? Amen. Why is it so, Lord? I want an answer. He will answer back. Praise the Lord. Musician Seth, come in. He will answer back. What's in your heart?
Amen.
What's in your heart tonight? Even that one question, be ready to ask him tonight.
Amen.
He will answer back to you.
Amen.
Watchman, what of the night? I don't understand it, Lord. I don't understand it. I try to put it right, but still, Lord, it doesn't work. I want an answer tonight. Watchman, what of the night? What of the night, watchman? Said the watchman, he must be a good, clear understanding. Said he must have what? Good eyes. And must be alert. Amen. You must have what? Good eyes. You see, you go to when. See, there are some things. You need what? You have eyes. Many have eyes. So that's what the word of God tells us. Amen. That some have eyes, but they cannot what? Perceive. Don't overlook anything in your life.
Amen.
Anything that you don't understand. The watchman.
Amen.
Ask him.
Amen.
Amen.
When the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear.
Listen for my name.
Oh, if my heart is dry,
if my heart is dry, when he calls,
if my heart is dry,
if my heart is dry, I will hear. Oh Lord, if my heart is dry, when he calls.
When he calls.
What the scripture says that some people are. As it is written in 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. It said, but it is written, see, that I have not seen, but we have seen.
Amen.
And ears have not heard, and neither have entered into the heart of man. The things that God had prepared for his own.
Amen.
Brethren, the prophet said, a good watchman must have good eyes. The good eyes that can, when you see something, you just don't what? Overlook it. Must have a good eyes. He said, you must have what? A clear understanding. And always, you got to be alert. Amen. Because if not have a good eyes, oh, when you see a goat far away, when you see a lion far away, oh, you said, oh, it's a goat. So, you won't take what? You won't take any notice of it. You overlook it. And before you are aware, the lion comes and destroys. So he said, you must have what? Good eyes.
Hallelujah.
So that we can perceive the oncoming storm.
Amen.
There is coming a storm.
Yes, sir.
We will perceive that there is coming an oncoming storm. And the things which God has prepared for his own, we what? We got to take them. Praise the Lord. So tonight, my brother, never overlook anything that comes your way. Never overlook it. If it is good, still report to him. Amen. Even if it is good, report to him.
Amen.
Amen. I've heard a lot of what testimonies. Praise God. The Lord has what? Really given a lot of people, the brethren here, some jobs and other things. Oh, hallelujah. Report back to him. Amen. Report back to him. If there are things that are not working, report to him. He will give you an answer. He will give you an answer. Tonight, I have one question to ask the Lord. I want to ask the Lord something about my own daughter. She asked for grant.
And
she has been refused the grant. It has gone towards the appeal officer. It has been refused. Now it has to go towards the board itself. Tonight, I have to ask the Lord. Why?
Amen.
I need an answer. Tonight, praise the Lord. Even we go toward, look at one another. Lord, you said there should not be barrenness in the house of God.
Amen.
Why some of my dear sister is still looking for the fruit of the womb? And yet, Lord, we want an answer, Lord. And he will answer back. He has answered back many things that we have asked in our prayer meetings. He has answered back.
Amen.
Whatever that he has said, you have to still what? Report also. Now, we have been made watchmen.
Amen.
Watchmen over what? The city that is here. And this also, we need to what? Raise that wall. Against what? Infiltration. So if you don't have anything to pray out towards the Lord, this city here, the soul, the temple of God, Lord, I want it to be protected. Show me the way now, Lord. Musicians, give us one song as we throw ourselves into prayer. And he will answer
open
back. Lord, I don't understand this thing in my home. I don't understand it. I don't understand this sickness. I don't understand it, Lord.
Jesus, I want to see. Whoa. Open the eyes of my eyes.
Watchman. Watchman. Watchman.
I want to see Jesus.
We are coming, Lord, tonight.
Open the eyes, open the eyes.
For an answer
open
tonight, Lord.
Open the eyes of my eyes. Open the Lord. Eyes, Lord.
Open I want to the see the thing that ordinary eyes cannot see.
I want to see you. Only you.
Ordinary eyes cannot see.
We want to see you tonight.
We want to see you tonight.
Open the eyes.
eyes
and answer
my
tonight.
Heart. Open the eyes of
He
my
will
heart.
Answer back. Lord will answer back. He will answer back.
Oh, we want to see
back.
Jesus.
He will answer back.
I want to
he will answer. He will show you.
Open
he will
the
tell
eyes.
You.
Open the eyes. Open the eyes. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Only Jesus.
Oh, yes. Yes, Lord.
I want to see you.
We are here to see you.
I am lifted up tonight.
We are here tonight,
to see
Lord.
You.
That's what you are, Lord Jesus. Now
pour
out your
power.
Pour out your power now, Lord Jesus. Bring your answer to us tonight, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Holy you are, Lord.
Holy you are, Lord. You are holy.
My brother, my sister, you want to see him? He's here already. Now, oh, let us pour to him now. Oh, whatever question on your heart.
Oh, Father, we are grateful.
The question on your heart.
For Lord, you are merciful.
The great watchman.
Father, out, Lord,
the great watchman.
Oh God, those things that we have need of.
The
Lord,
Holy One.
Father, to think, Lord, how magnificent you are.
Oh,
Lord,
yes, Lord.
Right now, you be lifted, yes. Lord, even above all. You be raised from glory unto glory. You be strengthened, Lord, we pray. Father, guide us, keep us, sustain us, oh God, we pray. Please, precious
it.
Savior, part with us as we part.
He will do
and
it.
Lord, Savior, promise to keep our word in thy
he
word
will
heart.
Do it.
Oh God, keep us, Lord, Savior,
he
whenever
will
we
it.
Be. Oh Father, just Lord,
he will do it.
Supply the things that we have in Christ Jesus.
He will do it. In the name of Jesus Christ. As long as we have diligently reported what we have seen in our homes, in our lives, in the church. As long as we have diligently taken heed to these things, he will answer back. He will give us the meaning. He will tell us the truth. He will restore. He will make it good. And now there is a prayer request all the way from UK.
Amen.
A brother called Brother Joseph. The wife is in Nigeria and she's going for a visa tomorrow to come over to Dublin here.
Amen.
To do her master's. And he sent this request to me that we pray over. So tonight, we report it to the Lord. That the Lord will make it good for our sister. That as she goes for the visa, tomorrow, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let the visa be granted.
Amen. Yes, sir.
So we can get our sister here amongst us.
Amen.
Oh, to continue worshiping and fellowshipping with the Lord. And the brother also is determined to come over here. Brother, Father, we commit all into your hands.
Amen.
This is what we have heard. This is what we have seen. Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Watchman.
Amen.
We report back to you. The Lord Jesus, you make it good, oh God, for our brother and the wife in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for tonight. Watchman, what of the night? You've answered back. Not he will,
Hallelujah.
But he had answered back to every request that we have placed before him tonight. Whatever we have seen tonight, as we have diligently taken heed and not overlook them, but have presented them to the Lord, he surely will make it good. In the name of Jesus Christ, We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That you have answered us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing our last song.
A pure heart. That's what I long. That's what I long for, my Lord. A heart that follows after thee. Oh Lord, I long for a pure heart. A pure heart. That's what I long. That's what I long for, Lord. A heart that follows after thee. Oh, a heart that hides your word. A heart that hides your word. Sin will not come in. Oh, a heart that's undivided. One, you rule and reign. A heart that beats compassion. That pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship. Surely around it, surely around it, His throne comes down. Surely around it, the door to heaven is found in me. We know it's standing on hope. The presence of the Lord is here, surely around me. His throne comes down. Surely the presence of the Lord is
around.
Surely, Lord, the door to heaven is found. And we know this day. Oh.
What we have seen.
Amen.
What we have heard.
Amen.
We have reported.
Hallelujah.
The greatest watchman.
Amen. Thank you.
And Lord. He has already answered back. Amen. How many believe it? That we have received the answer. Yes. As long as we have done it diligently, with all heed, He has already answered back. Amen. We will understand it. And we will get the answer. And if it's something that has to be made good, He will make it good. If something that needs to be restored, He will restore.
Amen.
Because He said, I will restore all what the palmer worm, the caterpillars, the cucumber worms, and the locusts have eaten. I will restore. So if it is restoration, He will restore. If it's to make it right, He will make it good. Amen. Yes, Lord. We believe it. Brother Wilmo, will you come and close the prayer?
Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we come before you tonight just to thank you, Father, for your word, which is so simple yet so far away from the minds of the people of this world. Father, we are thankful that you made it such, Lord. For Lord, had it been complicated, many of us would not have understood it, Lord.
Yes.
But Father, in the simple story of a watchman, you have shown us a mystery of the things that we ought to do in this day. For your word says the enemy is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, Lord. The enemy is on the prowl, as we see today, Lord, how the governments are putting laws that are against your word. Father, how workplaces are turning into dens of thieves, Lord, and prostitutes and things that are contrary, Lord, things that are pressing our souls down. Lord, there's hardly any place left in this world where we could be free, Lord, except in these little places. But Father, we are thankful, Lord, that Father, you have not left us alone in this place, but you have set upon us, Lord, a watchman. Lord, it says that you neither slumber nor sleep, but that you are constantly watching over us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And how thankful we are for that tonight, Lord. May you help us then, O Father, that, Lord, when the watchman speaks, O God, and warns us of the oncoming disasters, that we should not quieten down that word, O God, that we should not ignore that little voice that cries out to us to warn us of impending disasters, but that, Lord, we would take heed and that we would consider straightly, Lord, looking into your word and seeing what we ought to do. May you help us tonight, Father, that we should not ignore any part of thy word, but that, Lord, we may have full obedience unto thy word. For your prophet spoke it, Lord, and he said full obedience, Lord, entitles us to the token.
Hallelujah.
And we ask tonight, Lord, that we would examine every part of our lives and check it with the word, Lord, and see what said the watchman, Father, and if he says anything to us, may you grant us grace, Lord, that we would be able to humble ourselves, Lord, and make it all right if it needs to be made all right, Lord, oh God, and that, Father, we may quicken our pace, for there is not much more time left, Lord, as we see the things that are happening in this world, Lord, oh God, if it wasn't for your word, if it wasn't for your spirit that keeps us, our hearts would have fainted long back, Lord, but we thank you that you are with us and you have not forsaken us. So we ask again tonight, Lord, as we leave this place, Father, that you may go with each and every one of us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, God, help us to be ever so sensitive. Amen. Lord, listening out to thy spirit, that when it speaks, we will take heed once again.
Amen.
Lord, I commit every brother, every sister here present, every child, Lord. Father, may you speak to them, Lord, after the ministering of the word has stopped, after the music has stopped, after the praying is done. Lord, let your voice be the one that continues to speak in the hearts of your people. Let it be a continual watchman, Lord, leading us and guiding us, Lord, until we are back in this place again. We just pray, oh God, that when we would meet next, Father, it would not be in vain, but it would be like today, where you would speak again, Lord, and that, Father, you come in our midst, Lord, and that we would have communion with you once again. I pray for our brethren that we're not here tonight, that you grant them grace, Lord, Father, to make it to your house on Friday, that we may praise you together, Lord. We pray for every other request that's been mentioned. We ask, Father, that, Lord, you would minister and provide the needs of your people. We pray, Lord, and commit even our little children we would take out on Saturday, that you be with them also, Lord. Thank you, Father, for bringing our brother Maxwell back safely.
Hallelujah.
We commit him into your hands. You know his needs, Lord. I pray you'd minister to each and every one of them. Father, I ask it for your glory. Please be merciful to us, Lord, and grant us the same glory, Lord, as we go to our houses now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just for a reminder, Friday is the Lord's Supper. Friday. Amen. Let us all come and sit at his feet and be on table with him. There is nothing greater than to be, to dine with him. Amen. So let's not forget Friday is the Lord's Supper. Glory to God.
Oh, we are here to praise you, Lord. We are here to praise you, Lord. Lift our hands and sing.
We'll lift our hands and sing to you, Lord.
We are here to give
to you, Lord.
Bring you alive.
everything within us cries, I love you.
Oh, I love you.
We are here to praise you, Lord. We are here to praise you, Lord. Lift our hands and oh, we lift our hands and we sing to you, Lord. We are here for to give to you, Lord, the best that we can. Oh, bringing you our love, bringing you our love, rising from our hearts, everything within us cries, I love you, I love you. Oh, bringing you our love, rising from our hearts, everything within us cries, I love you, I love you.